Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
TNTRadioEmpire.com. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Mike Tyson has stopped smoking weed because of this fights in Texas with Jake Paul. And, of course, Texas combat sports, you can't have marijuana in your system.
When is it he's smoking a ton of weed?
He smokes a ton of weed all the time. In fact, he said he smoked before his last fight. And we had a fight. He had another one of those kind of celebrity fights a couple years back. He smoked the night before he had a fight. And he smokes weed every day for years.
I think he's racking up like Snoop numbers.
Oh, yeah.
But he said he's trying to quit for this crap because they're going to make him...
He's got to test clean.
Because it's in Texas, right. Yeah. Well, you know how weed affects your fighting ability once, like the next day.
They have chemicals for that. Although you do have to take some time off. Get it out of your system.
Yeah, but to me, it's still crazy they still test for weed in any situation.
Unless the fight is July 20th, so he's got time.
And where is the fight?
Texas.
Okay, yeah. In Texas. That makes
Jerry World, right?
I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
He's quitting cold turkey. He smokes more weed than you guys do.
What would you say that the fight's at the Cowboy Stadium?
I know, it is nuts, isn't it? Yeah. What day is that? Trying to plan that. I know my son's around.
I'm sure it's a Wednesday.
I'll probably end up.
They always do those big events on Wednesdays.
Do they?
No, it's a Saturday. Of course it's a Saturday.
I know it's a Saturday. What time does it go off?
I don't know. Probably.
I'll be up on a Saturday. I could be up on a
Saturday. It'll be real late.
July 20th.
Yeah.
It's always really late.
July 20th. I got it. Yeah.
Oh, and this is also it's 2 minute rounds. And 16-ounce gloves instead of the traditional 10 because it's an exhibition.
Yeah.
Does that hurt less?
No, yeah, hurts. The gloves are softer.
Still hurts, but it hurts less.
It's still Mike Tyson punching.
Yeah, you're still getting punched by Mike
Tyson. You're still going to feel it even because it's Mike Tyson.
Yeah. Yeah, it's at AT&T Stadium.
That's going to break the bank, man. That's going to break the bank. Yeah. It really is.
It doesn't say the time, but of course all those go off late.
Well, it's on Netflix, so you don't have to hit the pay-per-view for it.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, it's going to be live on Netflix.
Oh, man. I hope that happens more often because these pay-per-views, they have the world to themselves. Hopefully these big places like Hulu and Netflix start buying those.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, this is... If you've got Netflix, you're going to have this one already for free.
Right. Is the Chris Rock thing the only other deal that Netflix has done live?
No, they ran the SAG Awards here this year. Those were live on Netflix too. Yeah, they're starting to dip into those live events now.
But as a guy that got a $50 to $75 bill on my DirecTV bill every month for years, extra once in a while because of these fights, I'd buy all this stuff Right? I go, let's buy that. So I bought all that crap. That adds up, man.
It does.
Yeah. So Netflix is cool. Good for them.
Well, and I think there was a UFC pay-per-view last weekend.
Yeah.
And the main event was 2 minutes. Knocked out. Done.
That's dumb. I mean, people pay for that, though. I know.
That sucks.
Yeah, because the last few Bud Crawford fights have been on pay-per-view. And I bought all those.
Yeah. But at least Bud's fights usually go... Yeah, 6, 7, 8 rounds
at
minimum.
That way, a lot of guys don't go down right away, right?
But UFC, if you wait all that time, you pay 60, 70 bucks, and the main card gets there, 2 minutes, done. Good night. I'm pissed.
No, I want to see Tyson knock out Jake Paul with the first punch.
I do, I do too.
I'd cheer for that.
I think if they both knocked each other out at the same time.
You're still fixated on this rape thing, and I understand that. I'm not going to discount the rape. I get it.
I just think they're both douches.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I don't think, because I think he rehabbed his image enough. Everybody loves Mike Tyson again.
Except for
the girl he raped.
They do.
And plus, he paid his debt to society.
He's not a douche compared to Jake. Although Jake never raped anybody.
That we know of.
I've never had any interest.
Hang out with Tyson tomorrow.
I would want to.
Well, you light up some weed with you?
No, he's a rapist. I don't want to hang out with the rapist.
Yeah, good point.
I'm
not going to argue against that. I want to say, yes, you do. Or, yes, you have. I got no answer to that. Okay.
But I like this.
Like, there's lots of other people you could hang out with.
He's talking to her.
But he did pay.
He did.
Good point.
Yeah, he went to jail. He served his sentence.
Changed his life.
And by all accounts, he's changed his life since then. I mean, the old, don't judge a man on his worst day. I kind of... think that applies.
I could get that too. But you've also, you could just give your attention to people who aren't convicted rapists.
Well, yeah, but this is the people are going to pay to see this fight, So, but even two bad guys, they both punch each other and fall down, like that one Rocky movie. Then they both get up, one is struggling to get back up. Yeah.
Michael Vick killed dogs, and I think
he's on national TV.
Rehabbed a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm inclined to give that guy the benefit of the doubt these days.
Yeah, he paid back all of his creditors. They said that was the crazy thing with him. He declared bankruptcy, and he actually paid back all the people that he owed money to.
I think, though...
Nobody does that.
Yeah, actually, I'm not going to say that. Yeah, Vick was a douche big time, man, for doing that.
Yeah.
It's horrible what he did to animals,
But again, is nobody afforded a second chance?
Oh no, they are. They are.
I mean, that second chance. Can
and he
be
paid. By the way, he paid too.
Prison and that. It's not like being in
he paid too.
Being in cartoons and all that. And
he paid too.
Yeah, I mean, I
no. Michael Vick showed a pregame football show every
he's
weekend.
On like the pregame
right
on
right.
Fox. I think. It
oh
is.
Yeah, he's only
he works
he's
for Fox.
A major network.
Yeah.
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 I say it's like rape. It's like murder to me, like murder and rape are like in the same room.
Okay, all right.
I get it. I understand your argument, but I think
dog murder or human murder?
Human and the pet thing's different. I would put those. I wouldn't really put those guys in the same category. I think what Tyson did was worse.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue that. I'm never going to say that. Killing a dog is worse than raping a woman. I'm not going to say that.
And I think there's a difference between like getting a second chance and being celebrated publicly.
Yeah, but that's not our fault.
Yeah, it's not his fault either.
No, it's not. It's definitely not his fault.
He's just out there.
They put him in the Hangover movie. The Hangover movie rehabbed his image immediately. Immediately.
Well, yeah, there's nobody else they could have put in then.
He had tigers in Vegas. Remember that? They built that about his real life.
But what I mean,
he did have a place in Vegas where he had tigers in.
He gets out of prison. What's he supposed to do? Go live in a shack in the woods by himself for the rest of his days because this happened?
No, I put that more on the people that cast the Hangover.
Was the tiger in the bathroom the one that belonged to Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Or just a random tiger?
That might have been a stunt tiger.
Probably a stunt tiger, right?
Yeah. You probably want a real docile tiger for that scene.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Especially if you're Zach Galifianakis.
You probably want Hollywood people to pick out the Hollywood tiger.
Yeah.
The tiger that's going to be in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
That fight is July 20th?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We don't know what time, but we think it's going to be late. However, you could probably watch it the next day on Netflix, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
They don't
You'll be able to watch
away.
It on Netflix forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't they?
They're not selling tickets yet either. You can sign up for a pre-sale.
But good luck not finding out who won that thing.
Oh yeah,
that'll be everywhere.
If you have Netflix, why wouldn't you just watch it?
Because it's late.
Well,
I'll be in McCook.
That's true. That's true. The rest of us will watch it.
Yeah. And they have no Netflix in McCook.
But generally, I mean, most of those fights, most of them happen in Vegas, and they go off at about 11 o'clock East Coast, 10 Central.
Right, right.
You know, so I'm assuming this will be about the same.
It might be a little earlier. It's just earlier than it's that. Central
East
time.
Coast is like 10:30.
Yeah, it's 10:30, 11-ish, depending on, you know, how the undercard
goes. It also depends
goes.
On the first couple cards, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not tuning in to see the undercard. I want to just tune in and see.
Who are the undercard?
Who knows?
I don't think they've even scheduled that yet.
Yeah.
They have one of these fighters out there looks like a kid. Like, is there a kids' boxing division?
No, not, well, there is, but they wear headgear and they, you know, you can box in golden gloves as a younger person, but, you know, do you want to put your kid in there?
No.
Oh, I think 6-7-year-olds can train for boxing.
Yeah, but get hit. I mean, you don't want your kids getting hit.
Yeah, it's probably
repeatedly.
The whole brain still developing thing that you might want to take note of.
Yeah, but they don't get hit that hard. Back, where was I watching? Oh, it was when we were going to talk to Scott Grimes. Scott Grimes also does a bunch of music. And one of his songs, they follow a kid, an actual kid, who's like a 6-year-old, but he's in the boxing club. And the song really isn't about him, but, you know, they follow. And I read about, you know, here's this kid. And it's a story inside the video, and it's actually a boxing club. It's 6-year-olds knocking each other. Well, I don't knock each other out, but they punch each other.
6-year-old fight club. You don't talk about
it. No.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that story pops up every once in a while. Somebody running like a daycare fight club.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like bum fights. I always thought that was pretty cool when they did that. Probably you shouldn't do that.
A little demeaning, but whatever.
You have to call it unhoused fights now.
That's true.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And no, Jim, I'm not going to buy that Tyson was innocent. I know he claims he was innocent and she wanted it, but come on, you know. He was convicted, you know. So
One fighter on the card is 17.
Well, you can fight 17 for sure, you know.
And I don't think OJ ever paid his dues.
Not for the murder.
No.
He paid the dues for ripping off
his memorabilia.
Right.
Yeah, actually, that was called the false imprisonment. You can't keep people in a room with a gun. Yeah.
Justice's makeup call.
And again, just sign some other stuff, Juice.
That never
made any sense to me.
That was so crazy, man.
Just sign. You're the guy, man. Just grab another helmet. Sign it. There you go.
Make your own stuff, dude.
Yeah.
Almost like he was a horrible person.
Yeah. Yeah. Just sign some other stuff, man. you could have avoided that whole thing.
You could have avoided 8 years in prison and still been out just hanging out. Right?
Yeah. They tried to get him for the hangover.
Yeah.
I saw a number of people on Twitter thanking cancer for finally doing its job.
Yeah.
I saw that, too.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
cancer
true.
Cancer still sucks.
It
man.
Does.
Yeah.
But we were rooting for it in
it
that.
It attacks the wrong people it's, a lot. You know?
Except in this case.
Yeah, right. Mainly attacks the wrong people, but in this case, it attacked a good person, right? Okay. I mean, a good person to attack, I should
proper
say.
Target.
A good target, yeah.
Exactly.
A right? proper target.
Yeah. Throw it on somebody. All right. I'm thinking of somebody right now. You guys probably are, too. Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. Karma, which I don't believe in, by the way.
It'd be nice.
Entirely different interpretation of karma. Due to my Buddhist teachings, but I won't bore you with them right now.
Well, I know what you're trying to say. My problem with karma is that 8-year-old kid dying of childhood cancer. That's karma.
No, many people think of karma as some kind of revenge. And I think karma comes from within. It's what you create. It's
Thinking about the revenge kind. Most people use. Most people use. You know.
Yeah, but I don't think karma comes back to get you. I think you come back to get you.
I know my favorite. I was watching this Segura bit, and I love this bit. And he talks about how he finds people with superstitious or stupid as hell. It's have you seen the bit? It's funny.
I'm not sure I have.
And he draws parallels to people that live their lives. All of a sudden, they're superstitious about stupid stuff. You know, like there was guys painting my house a couple of months back, and I had to get something for him, and I walked under the ladder. And I said, oh, soap, I walked under a ladder. And I joke, I didn't care. And the guy goes, one guy goes, yeah, I've been painting houses for 40 years. I still don't do that. And whatever, you know. So I said, there was only way for me to get from one place to the other was walk under the ladder.
Did they pack up their stuff and leave?
I don't care.
Right.
I know
he went under the ladder. We're done
here. He was cool. He was cool about it. I'm thinking, you're freaked out about that?
Well, they were probably worried that your head was going to get wedged between the house and the ladder.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm superstitious, but I'm kind of ritualistic. I mean,
that's different, I think.
Yeah. When I come here, I'll park in the same place. I like to use the same pen, but believe it or not, I lost my pen on Friday night. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. But I found some cool earbuds.
You were so with it.
My earbuds, yeah.
Yeah. Turns out they were child.
Mystery solved. Way to go, Scoob.
All right. Tyson fight, Jake Paul. Everybody's watching it except for Nick. Okay.
He'll be in McCook.
In the country.
Yeah, I'll be working.
He'll be at a comedy club in McCook somewhere.
I'll be in Council Bluffs on Friday. Maggie
Mays.
Yes,
she will. Yes, she will. And comic Cameron Logsdale will be in the studio with us today. Come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.